Thank you. 455.
Thousands of private papers belonging to Charles Darwin and being published on the internet today. They include a first draft of the scientist's theory on evolution. Also, some rather interesting reflections on marriage. And we can talk to the director of Darwin Online. Dr. John Van Wy is with us. So, we do get to see things that we will never have seen before. Isn't that right, Dr. Van Wy?
That's right. Going online today is more material by and about Charles Darwin that hasn't been seen before by the public than any time before.
Right, and as I said, we've got Darwin's thoughts on marriage, to hitch or not to hitch. What does he think?
Yes, well, Darwin was systematic in the way he kept notes about everything, including this decision about whether or not to get married. So on the side to get married, he writes, a constant companion, friend in old age, home and someone to take care of house, charms of music and female chit-chat.
Right.
But on the not marry side, he says, well, he wouldn't have the freedom to go where one liked, not forced to visit relatives, and to bend in every trifle, perhaps quarrelling, loss of time, fatness and idleness, and less money for books.
This is why the man was a genius, I suppose.
Seems to have got it there, doesn't it?
Actually, I think people might be able to add to the list, both sides, 85058 if you can. Yeah.
I don't know much about him. Did he get married?
He did indeed, yeah. He got married and they had 10 children.
Oh, yes. Well, his poor wife. He had a sense of humour, though, because I know that he collected caricatures of himself, and some of them were rather, well, they were quite mean, some of them, weren't they?
Well, they might look like they're that way, but I think they were all in good fun. I mean, when Darwin was, he knew that his theories were associated with monkeys and apes, even though he never actually said, we come from monkeys or apes. He said, that we all have a common ancestor.
Hmm.
But anyway, of course, it was irresistible to represent Darwin's theory, and often Darwin himself, with his bushy eyebrows and his full beard, as an ape man or as a monkey with a long tail. Darwin thought these were very funny and had a large collection. That collection is now also online.
Do you sort of step back from this collection now and think, OK, I have a real handle on who he was, what he was like? I mean, is he the kind of man you'd like to have a pint with, for example?
Well, I think that he was a very likeable man. I don't think Darwin himself would have enjoyed a pint. He didn't like drinking very much. He didn't like beer. But, yes, what you get here is a sense, when you look at this man's private papers and his notes and diaries and things, you do get a good sense of what the man was really like, whereas if you only have his publications, it's much more formal and polished and finished. And this is all the materials that were behind the scenes.
And where do we go if we want to look at the collection?
It's all available on darwin-online.org.uk.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. John Van Wy.
Which leaves us one of those valuable minutes for part two of our bizarre stories of the day. Anita spends much of her time in the programme as we prepare, simply
doing
scouring
research.
The wires,
yeah.
Services for something odd.
Yeah, this was very important research. Russians have long been used to